Okay, coming in first place, this year's champion, finishing in 9 days.
All right, before Pete Kuzzer comes up, you're listening to KNOM, AM and FM in Nome. It's 9 o'clock.
Iditarod start, 6 top 10 finishes, and this is his first championship. Pete Kuzzer from Bethel, Alaska.
Sharing this special moment with me. I know it's been a long evening, but this has been an amazing experience, an amazing week. It hasn't really all sunk in yet, but one thing I've really noticed is the love and support and the enthusiasm that everybody has shown me. I had a huge, amazing crowd. And at the finish line, it really feels like all of Western Alaska and the rural part of the state has rallied behind me and our team, and it's just so gratifying to see that. And I'm really excited to get back to Bethel and share that positive energy with everybody. And it's just been, like I said, this is amazing. It's a dream come true. I had a blast during the race. There was tough times. There was good times. I traveled with a lot of enjoyable people. And, you know, I've been reflecting a little bit on 10 years of Iditarod now. And I've had so many opportunities to meet so many people and so many people that we call our friends now, and a lot of them, you know, we only get to see each other once a year, but it's a pretty unique bond between us all, and you know, memories and friendships that cherish forever, and all started under unique circumstances. So first of all, I want to thank my beautiful wife Bethany and my family for being so supportive of me. My main sponsor, Donlin Gold, Kurt Parkins up here, thank you guys very much. All my friends at Ryanair, who really are my friends, they've supported me from the get-go, and they've just been amazing to work with, Lee and Boyack Ryan. My employer, Linden, Kinnick Construction, who also sponsors me, they've been great to me throughout the years, and they've even helped me adjust my work schedule in the fall to allow me to train dogs, and just so supportive. The great people at NAC, you guys are awesome. We've shipped a lot of dogs around in the last 10 years, and working with you guys is just great. The dogs fly first class, and everything's so streamlined, so thank you guys, appreciate it. Some other sponsors that I have back at home, Drew's Foundation, Primera Blue Cross, Halibut Cove Live, Dr. Carson's Pet Supplements, Yukon Helicopters, Bering Sea Animal Clinic, TNH Leveling, Alaska Technologies, my devoted camera guy, John Wallace, is Alaska Technologies. He's done an awesome job with our website and promoting the sport. Quick little story, I ran my first Iditarod in 2010. We had a fundraiser in Bethel. He came up to me and said, we've always been, you know, friends, but not nearly as close as we are now. And he came up to me and said, I want to sponsor you a website. And I said, okay, that's fine. He loves to do website stuff and take pictures. And it's blown up into this just awesome coverage. He's so into it, and he's a huge part of my success. And thank you, John, appreciate it. TNH Leveling, Rick and Kathy Hansen back at home. Of course, my parents, Ron and Janet. I dropped out of college in 2007, and I went home and I said, I'm done with school, I'm gonna be a professional dog musher. And they said, okay. And it's amazing to have supportive parents like that that would allow somebody to do that. So thank you, and I love you guys. My parents-in-law, Wonders and May Hoffman, just awesome support system, and I love you guys. Nicholas Wickstrand, our awesome handler, he's been with us for 3 years now, and he's just done an amazing job and has a huge role in this team's success in this race, so thank you, Nicholas. Bear with me. Neil Scott, Dale Construction, Doug Dorland, our host family in Palmer before the start of the race, Bob and Sherry Madden, who have been our hosts here in Nome for 10 years, It's just awesome to see them every year. Bobby, we've become such good friends. Bobby, we came down to Bethel for our wedding 2 years ago, so we got a special relationship, and thank you, Bob. My buddies in Anchorage, Sterling Reardon, Colin McDonald, Andy Yanksman, they all helped me throughout the year at the start. I think the funniest thing when we have a group text going, and the days after I finished, the biggest argument on the group text was which one of them cried more at the finish line. all my family and friends in Bethel, Brian Bearbay in Anchorage, who picked up all my drop dogs, Lucas and Jen, the whole community of Bethel, surrounding villages, that whole region, up and down the Kuskokwim River. I'm so proud to represent the rural part of the state and rural mushers and just everybody out in Bush, Alaska, and the whole state in general. So, I think this race is going in a great direction, and I hope this can motivate more kids from rural Alaska to follow their dreams and do big things. So thank you guys all so much for being here with us tonight. I appreciate it.